I'm going to play a song that hasn't been played on this particular station before, and it's called Heebie Jeebies. Baby, put the jinx on me. I got the heebie jeebies and I can't get well. I got the heebie jeebies and it's you I'm about to tell it. Come on, baby, and you know that well. I'm going to break your door till I ring your bell. I got the jump back, jump back. Heebie jeebies got the get back, get back. Heebie jeebies got the jump back, jump back. Heebie jeebies got the get back, get back. Heebie jeebies got the jump back, jump back. Heebie jeebies got the battle up, baby, put the jinx on me. Colin Cook, and that was Heebie Jeebies. I have it on the phone. Colin, are you there, Colin?
I'm here in sunny downtown wherever.
Yeah, you're
actually Newham. Do you know where Newham is?
Yes, you're Newham Woodend area.
Yeah, it's very close to Woodend. It's a lovely area.
That's it. Now, Colin, you've been a singer, songwriter, and a saxophone player.
Yes, I have indeed. Yes, I've done all that.
Yes, I believe I've got Colin Cook and the Strangers.
Yes, and I did a bit of acting in London as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And you've got a couple of albums out.
Yes.
There's one here. Here's Colin Cook. It's an LP.
Yep.
And then you've got It's Up to You on a single.
Yes, I have, yes.
That was from 1962.
Yeah.
And Come On Baby, Come On Back Baby, Come On Pretty Baby. And that was 63.
Yes.
Heebie Jeebies, which you just heard.
Well, that was in key of G.
Key of G, was it?
Yeah, that I don't think I could get anywhere near that now.
Then you've got, obviously, Heart.
Yep.
Sea of Love, High School Romance.
Yes, yep.
And Boppin' the Blues.
Yes.
Stop Sneaking Around.
Yeah, I like that song, but it was the B side. It should have been the A side, really.
Oh, okay. And Boppin' the Blues, Hey Pretty Baby.
Right.
Ain't Got You, which is from 66.
Yep.
Wanted, Pocket Full of Rainbows.
Yes.
Then
That was on Festival, wasn't it, I think?
Clarion Records.
Festival, yes.
Yes. Then Cried I Do, that was Clarion Records as well, 67.
Yes.
Then we have a jump up, and you've done a single many years ago, Brill Cream and Blue Suede Shoes.
That was done, I think, in 1982 at a recording studio in Rickmansworth, about 40k out of London. Yeah, I remember that. And the band were a resident on the West End musical Elvis.
Oh, okay.
And the keyboard player was musical director to a very famous singer.
Who was he?
Well, you know Tom Jones?
Yes, I do.
Well, it wasn't him. It was David Bowie.
David Bowie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I must admit, I've known you for quite a few years when that single came out and did quite a few different shows, like at the White Horse Hotel and...
Oh, yeah, with Adam Joseph, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Great friend of ours.
Yeah, Southern Rock Records. But it's a fantastic song. I do thoroughly enjoy it. I do play it a fair bit on this particular station, which is fantastic.
Thanks a lot.
I just thought I'd give you a ring and say hi. How are you?
Yeah, we're pretty good, Craig. Not too bad.
I believe you've got a new record coming out.
Well, well, it's going to be coming out, but with this COVID problem, it's been laid back a bit. So it probably won't come out till next year now.
Okay. Do you got a name for this?
Yeah, it's an old song by Irving Berlin called It's a Lovely Day Tomorrow. It's kind of an upbeat, happy song that you need in these times with all this COVID happening.
Oh, yes. And you've also released Trans Tasman Rockers.
I don't remember that.
That's Glenn Tucker, Colin Cook, Trans Tasman Rockers.
Is that the name of the song? Or
yes,
is that the
7-inch, and it's on TM Records.
Oh, you know, Craig, I don't remember recording that one.
But there's a lot of songs.
I've done a lot of recordings.
There's a lot of songs, yeah.
And I don't remember that one anyway.
Okay.
But this song, Lovely Day Tomorrow, was recorded in the 40s and was a hit for Sinatra and Vera Lynn, who was a sweetheart of the armed forces.
Yes.
Yes. So it's like a happy song, and it's saying everyone have a good time because everything will end up well in the end, sort of thing, you know. Hopefully it'll be enjoyable to listen to.
Yeah, even the video clip for Brule Cream and Blue Suede Shoes is quite good, with a jukebox sitting in the old car there.
Yeah, well, that was recorded or done by Greg Lynch, who was
a lovely guy.
Yeah, well, he was managing me at the time, and he organised all that because Greg does a lot of films.
Oh, okay. And then the rest of it's all down at the Stanford Hotel, if memory serves me.
That's right, yes, it was.
With the big Confederate flag sitting up the back.
I don't think it's happening, and I think they pulled it down, haven't they?
I don't know.
I think they
might being in Shepparton, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But look at the people dancing away, you know, flicking the girls up in the air, down on the left-hand side, down on the right-hand side, and things
like
that.
Well, that was in Keysborough.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
So I've got to say thank you for the quick chin wag, and we're going to go out with Colin Cook, and you can introduce it.
This is Brule Cream and Blue Suede Shoes, recorded way back in 1982.
Thanks, Colin.
Thank you.
I remember when rock was king, Brule Cream and Blue Suede Shoes, the thing.
There was a rocking and a popping in a high school, hopping every Saturday night in our town. In the jukebox car, everybody came alive, and that pressure boy was nothing but a hound. We did the mashed potato, see the alligator, while the band played Boogie Boogie Bound.
I remember when rock was king, Brule Cream and Blue Suede Shoes a thing.
Come on and take off your hat, baby, here comes Spats, sipping away.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.